just need to throw a lot of money at it.
We want to talk about getting what you want out of your credit card company. This morning, a quick update now from Beth Koebliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. She's on the line from Los Angeles. Some new credit card regulations kick in this week. The main provisions won't take effect till next year. But what can people with the credit card bills that are worrisome look forward to this week, Beth, quickly?
Hi. Well, it's just two little baby steps right now. Number one, credit cards have to give you 45 days notice that they're going to increase your rates and fees.
And that's new.
Right. Before, it was only 15 days notice in most cases. And the second is credit cards have to mail out your statement 21 days before your due date. Previously, it had been more like 14 days or even fewer.
And that keeps you from having to be charged fees because you've got that lead time. You can plan. You can make sure you get paid on time.
Right. Hopefully, people will get their acts together. Now, the fact is 60% of people still are carrying a balance from month to month. So I think the big takeaway here is you want to make sure to pay off your credit cards as quickly as possible, get rid of the balances. Even though we're carrying less debt than we had previously, the average household still is carrying $7,900 in credit card debt.
Finally, what about marketing to young people and other maybe credit-risky individuals? Regulations affect that?
Well, exactly. Well, that provision doesn't kick in until February 22nd. So beginning, in the middle of February, people under 21 won't be able to get a credit card without a parent co-signing or some sort of proof they have to pay the bill. What a concept, right? You have to actually show you can pay your bill in order to get a credit card.
Well, some good news there for credit card holders. Beth Koebliner, author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Thanks so much for the update, Beth.
Great to be here.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.